Floodwaters continue to rise along the Missouri River, but the river has crested and is beginning to fall. KMZU's Nick Sadowski caught up with Carroll County Presiding Commissioner Stan Falke and Ray County Presiding Commissioner Bob King, who say their communities are far from out of the woods just yet.
The Missouri River is beginning to crest throughout northwest Missouri. With thousands of acres, hundreds of roads, and multiple towns submerged, there doesn't seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel yet. Carroll County Presiding Commissioner Stan Falke said the surrounding areas, though, are still at risk.
Well, we do expect the river to start receding slowly. That'll be a slow and continually painful process because our levee failures number four. Now we have four levee failures from county line to county line. So the water's certainly going to keep coming at us for a number of days until that pesky old river falls significantly.
Falke and other officials have started creating a contingency plan to prepare for the worst. With more rain expected the rest of the week, Norburn could be isolated.
I know the contingency plans were started. I don't believe that talks have culminated yet in a final plan, but Norburn could easily be turned into an island with a rainfall event. Carrollton, the Wauconda, of course, would continue to flood in South Carrollton, but at least the water would have an avenue to escape, whereas in Norburn, it would have no escape route with the Missouri River so close to Norburn's doors.
Ray County Presiding Commissioner Bob King gave an update about the situation in Hardin and said they are now playing the waiting game.
We're waiting now just to see what kind of rains we're going to get and how much it's going to spill over and where the water is going to come from. So we're uncertain if the levees are going to hold and so forth, just like we do on most floods.
In preparing for the worst, Falke and others have contacted companies like the Red Cross and others for assistance if things were to go south.
We do have a number of agencies that I've contacted that can provide assistance should our residents need them. We've been in touch with the Red Cross. They are able to provide housing emergency assistance. We've been in touch with the University of Missouri Extension. They can help with food resources through their SNAP program. And also been in touch with a group that is called ALERT. It's American Lifeline Emergency Response Team. And they have already been on site in the Carroll County providing nutrition for our sandbagging efforts. They as well can continue to provide assistance, housing assistance. And when this water finally goes down, they can provide cleaning services along with crews. And we have that information available up at the clerk's office, or people could call me directly and I could share that with them.
Whenever water does recede, some roadways will not be open immediately.
I know SEMA and FEMA are already in operation to begin assessment damages. Of course, we can't complete that assessment until the water goes down. But there will be assistance available to us to repair those, but the repairs will be numerous and in many, many, many locations.
Falke said things up way north don't look promising either, as South Dakota received 26 inches of snow last week near the Missouri River. He does remind people that the crisis is temporary and will end eventually. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.
For comprehensive local coverage of ongoing flooding across the area, you can always visit our website, kmzu.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.